Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to look at the rise of teen activists in the wake of last month's shooting at a Florida high school that left 15 students and two educators dead. Will the passion and the media savvy of these young people make real change in U.S. gun laws?
They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS! They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS!
What about President Trump's idea of arming teachers? Teen activism and guns on this week's American Cafe. Last month, a 19-year-old former student walked into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, with an AR-15 rifle and opened fire. Before alleged shooter Nicholas Cruz was finished, 14 students and two teachers would be dead. Another person later died at a local hospital. Cruz was later apprehended and has admitted to committing the massacre. The Valentine's Day shooting was the latest in a long line of mass shootings that includes Columbine High School, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook Elementary School, the Pulse Nightclub, a church in Texas, and a Las Vegas music festival. But this time the response feels different. Across the United States, thousands of teenagers are joining together to call for change. Stoneman Douglas student Emma Gonzalez and some of her classmates have become the icons of a new movement.
Politicians who sit in their gilded House and Senate seats funded by the NRA telling us nothing could have ever been done to prevent this, we call BS! We say that tough, they say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence. We call BS! They say a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. We call BS! They say guns are just tools like knives and are as dangerous as cars. We call BS! No, they say that no laws could have been able to prevent the hundreds of senseless tragedies that have occurred. We call BS! That us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call BS!
For some perspective on that movement, I spoke with Dr. Clarissa Hayward. She's a political theorist at Washington University in St. Louis and is also a fellow in residence at the Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics at Harvard and a senior fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School's Ash Center for Democratic Governance. She told me that the teen activists have had an impact, but she was not sure if real change will be the outcome.
A big question mark is how successful these students and also other activists are going to be at keeping media attention and ultimately keeping the public's attention focused on this issue. So as most of us are already aware, there's a majority in this country that does favor some kind of gun control. And yet it's not an intense preference in the sense that it's not something that's usually front of the mind for most voters when they go to the polls in the U.S.
This rising student movement faces some powerful opposition from Republican lawmakers and from the National Rifle Association, whose chairman, Wayne LaPierre, echoed the NRA message at a recent conservative gathering outside Washington.
Listen to me now and never forget these words. To stop a bad guy with a gun, it takes a good guy with a gun.
Christopher Huff is a professor of history at Beacon College in Leesburg, Florida. He told me that he is not optimistic that the new protests will result in long-lasting change to U.S. gun laws.
Quite frankly, I don't think they'll get very close to the kind of change that they're asking for. Primarily due to the strength that the NRA and its affiliated organizations has been able to build up in places like Florida over the past several decades. The NRA's most powerful lobbyist, Marion Hammer, works out of Florida and has worked really hard to ensure that legislatively these types of movements don't succeed.
Many of these young people will be able to vote in November's midterm elections, where one-third of the U.S. Senate and the entire House of Representatives will be chosen. Dr. Ernest McGowan is an associate professor of political science at the University of Richmond. He says in the weeks since the Parkland attack, political leaders have taken notice of the desire for change in U.S. gun laws.
But I think that the kind of posture and rhetoric that politicians take towards gun control has definitely changed. If nothing else, at least being more sympathetic to those people on either side of the aisle that are for some type of some change in the way gun laws and gun accessibilities actually happen.
President Trump held a listening session with some of the victims' families and classmates, along with family members from the Sandy Hook shooting. The president proposed arming teachers as a way to prevent mass killings in schools.
I think a concealed permit for having teachers and letting people know that there are people in the building with gun, you won't have, in my opinion, you won't have these shootings because these people are cowards. They're not going to walk into a school if 20% of the teachers have guns. It may be 10% or maybe 40%.
The president's proposal has met with some skepticism among educators. However, John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, says the president might be on the right track.
And the types of people who go and get a concealed carry permit usually have a lot to lose. So what you find is that permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. They lose their permits for any firearms-related violation at thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point.
Dr. Christopher Huff of Beacon College disagrees, saying that the president's proposal doesn't take into account the realities of school shootings.
Well, as an educator and also as a former military firearms instructor, I can tell you it's a horrible idea. It's an absolutely horrible idea. It's not based on any realistic understanding of what it takes to be effective with a firearm in a situation like a school shooting.
Clarissa Hayward says that arming teachers will not increase student safety.
On top of that, it's unfair to ask teachers, especially public school teachers who are already overworked and underpaid, to do double duty as police officers. And then on top of that, the idea of militarized classrooms is antithetical to the goals of anybody who cares about educating young people and young citizens in a liberal democracy.
Social media might also play a large role in whether there is any change to U.S. gun laws. The hashtag Never Again movement has 139,000 followers on Twitter. The hashtag March for Our Lives Twitter account has more than 201,000 followers. Mass protests are planned across the country for later this month, with more than 500,000 people expected to march here in Washington. So what's your opinion? Do you think this new youth movement will result in real change? What about arming teachers in classrooms? Let us know by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And you can find previous episodes of our show at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.